You can already relax. Bring your awareness back to where you are. Of course, back into your heart, the center of your being, here on earth. Bring your focus, your attention, your beingness, radiating from your heart. The light being that you are, the center of your Merkava. Expanded from within and without, falling deeper into your heart, feeling the energy field around you and those around you, sitting in each other's field, creating a unified field, which is consciousness, which is truly who you are, beyond the physical, beyond what we see and hear. Enter more into that space now. And breathe into it. Feel that divinity, feel that preciousness and pristineness of your soul talking to you, the love that is you, the love that is always with you, the angel that sits within you, the timelessness of who you are, the ageless being, the one that has no beginning and no end, that knows the true existence of living in a circle, of being the circle of love. So much energy you already created in the last day and since this morning. So much opportunities and understandings and information and energies. So much there is more to experience. Not only here, but in the days and the weeks and the months that you will continue to experience as you go back home. But really, home is right now where you're sitting. Home is everywhere you go, because we know our true home is in our hearts. We take it with us everywhere we go. Therefore, everything you experience here, you take it with you, and it's always with you. In that field of consciousness, in oneness, it's always with you. And sometimes just a gentle breath, a conscious attention to our heart and our breath is all we need to bring us back into that experience, into that moment, into that beingness, into the love that we are. For all these teachings, there are so many aspects and so much information sometimes, and we try to grasp at them and remember them, and we do. But really what we are trying to tell you is to feel deeper into your heart, and it will come to you when you most need it. through intuition, through the whispers from the pineal, connected to your heart, in the triage of your heart, pineal, and brain, practicing more that spiritual multidimensional muscle in the vastness of your love that is multidimensional. Love is a multidimensional energy that we are just beginning to learn how to use it even more in our lives. So remind yourself even more to love yourself even more. Breathe. And remember that you are dearly, dearly loved. Dearly loved. There is not a moment since you entered your life into this earth and the moment you will exit it that you are not loved beyond love. Spirit loves us so much, we cannot even comprehend how much. The closest we know of is of a mother that loves her baby born. The mother's love. Can you give that love a glimpse into it and feel it for yourself right now? Mothers here knows it well. Let that love, that motherly love, enter more into your hearts and from your hearts. And let us hear more from the wisdom, the guidance, the understandings, and the love from Alcazar and Kryon.
Beloved ones, we greet thee. 'Tis Alcazar. Change is happening. You can resist it, you can ignore it, or you can flow with it. But, beloved ones, change is happening. You have come here for many different reasons. But being here in this space, in these energies, is a wondrous opportunity. An opportunity to understand with your mind, but then with this understanding to allow the energetics that are occurring here to assist you in flowing with the change. You have been programmed by your societies, your schools, your various religions not to change, to be a certain way, to be polite, to believe this and to believe that. You have been programmed, and that program is there running within you. And you have heard from the various people speaking from this stage how they have initially resisted the flow that was wanting to happen. It is, in a sense, natural because of your conditioning. But, beloved ones, can you see what is happening? Can you see what is happening in your own life? You have been brought here. You are experiencing something that is very new. Some science is shared just a little, just to assist the mind in accepting change is happening. And this is how and this is why. But beloveds, it is far more than your science understands right now. Humanity is on a path of acceleration. Perhaps you are beginning to realize this. So, how to flow with these energies? How to move beyond resistance and stagnation? How to consciously tune in to these energetics and flow with them? One simple way is to ask yourself, what do I need to allow to change within me to stay in the flow of existence? What is it that I am aware of right now that I can invite to change? And there are few things that are very common that perhaps all of you have right now. One of them is judgment. You criticize, you judge, you compare others and situations to how you think they should be or the situation should be. Your judgment holds you back. Judgment is one energy that limits you. It puts blinders on you. It prevents you from seeing the larger picture. Judgment keeps you in the old. Judgment prevents the natural flow that is wishing to occur within you. We have talked about the greater you, your superconsciousness. There are so many ways of trying to describe the vastness that you are. You will hear all kinds of words which are attempting to describe this vast consciousness, which is you. And a small part of this consciousness is in your human form right now. If you wish to flow with these changes, allow your intuition to guide you. Listen, feel, sense your intuition. It is wanting to support you in an easy, gentle transition. You are all evolving, and you have heard stories of what occurs when you resist. Can you choose to love yourself? Can you choose to bring more self-appreciation, self-gratitude for who you are? And where you have already come to? Can you love yourself? Can you love this body of yours? Can you bring love to yourself? Because, beloved ones, if you take a look at how you perceive yourself, Can you see how often you judge yourself? How often you judge your body? You have heard from this stage that your body, your cells, listen, feel how you perceive it. Your body responds to you moment by moment, even if you are totally unaware of that. Every thought, every feeling is sensed by your cells. Your thoughts and feelings actually assist in the response of your cells. Stop seeing the body in the way that you look at it now. Start seeing the body as an intelligent being. Often you hear the word the vehicle instead of the body. It is a vehicle. It is a beautiful organism that allows you to experience this grand creation that you, in the vastness, assisted in creating. And then coming into this creation to experience. Change is happening. Change is happening slowly right now. It may not seem it. It might seem like, oh, things are moving very fast, only because you are comparing it to how things have been. Change is accelerating. Ask yourself, what can I allow to change within me so that I am not limiting myself? You have heard many times that there are unseen guides. There are unseen beings, beings of light, beings of a higher consciousness, who are available every moment to assist in this personal and global evolution. They are here now. So we are going to ask you, close your eyes. Just close the eyes. Feel your own presence in your body. Feel your own energy right now. Can you feel that subtle vibration inside? And so now each one of you, as we have done before, asking inside for the activation of the Stargate. Asking inside for the connection to the Earth, to Gaia. Asking inside for all these beings whom we have talked about, who are here present, unseen. Ask them, invite them now, to bring more of their energy into the room in a way that you can sense it. And just feel, just notice the energy changing around you as they respond to you just because you asked. Ask for more. Understand that the help is available. And remember, you need to ask. Because when you ask, you are giving the guides permission to respond. Without asking, they respect how you are. You are not wanting assistance. They can see very clearly what might be needed for you, but they are not allowed to simply bring it. No. They are here to support you in your own understanding, your own evolution. And so, as you have heard several times here, they will not do it for you, but they will support you in your understanding, your clarity. And when you say, yes, I am ready, the magic starts to happen. The magic is not the guides doing it for you. The magic is that your openness, your receptivity starts to create from existence, from the quantum field, however you care to perceive it. Your openness, your vibration starts to magnetize to you the next step. It is your willingness, your asking for support, your desire to allow yourself to move with the flow. That is what starts to bring to you with ease and grace the new you. The expanded you. The greater self coming into the body. A higher consciousness evolving within you. Your higher consciousness being able to be here, to be creative, to start creating abundance on all levels. There are amazing, absolutely incredible potential, not just in this room, but within you. You do not know what your potentials are. You have heard the stories from this stage, how people have been guided into beginning to connect with their potential and supported in starting to live their potential. But it has not been done for them. They have said, yes, I am ready. Any moment, you can say to spirit, to God, to existence, I am ready. Show me what I need to change within myself. And you will begin to understand where your limitations are. And we mentioned judgment as being one of them. Love is the answer. There are two main energetics, fear and love. When you are holding yourself back, when you are repressing your thoughts, your feelings, your words, somewhere there is fear. When you notice these limitations, when you notice when the fear is there, bring love. Bring love. Bring love. And so, beloved ones, we are all here, unseen, with you. And we love you. If we brought the love that we have for you into this room, your bodies would simply transform back into light. We cannot bring the love that we feel for you into this reality. But we can give you a small taste. And so just bring your awareness to the energies in the room right now. Feel yourself very present. And relax. Because now we send you a taste of our love. Just feel it coming to you now. We love you. We love you. We love you. Allow this little taste of this multi-dimensional love, the love of spirit, just in allowing yourself to absorb. And use this phrase if you wish. Thank you. Bring me more. Beloved ones, we love thee and we bless thee. We honor each and every one of you. We know who you are. But what is even more wondrous is that we know who you are becoming.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We continue the teachings of Alcazar. And we do it in a different form today. Occasionally, dear ones, we'll give you a story, a parable, an allegory. It's exactly what we wish to do now. And when we do it, we always use the same character. And the name is Woe. Woe is not a man or a woman. Woe is a woman. And although genderless, your language does not allow for a genderless person. And so we will call Woe a he for this story. I want to tell you about this man and what happened to him. And we start by examining who he is. Woe is a man who lives in a small town, not as small as the one you're in. He had at least 4 stoplights. But it was a small town and it bordered the forest. Woe didn't feel that he was part of a religion. In fact, early on, he had decided that he didn't like church, not really. He felt the love and he knew of the integrity of so many of those who would attend, but it just wasn't for him. What was for him was nature. Woe was connected spiritually to the earth. And when others on Sunday went out to worship, Woe would go for a walk. And he realized the sacredness of the valleys and the lakes, of the streams, the animals, the trees, the atmosphere. And this was part of his scenario of worship. He felt that he could feel the land talking to him when he went out. And this is Woe. And so now the stage is set to tell you what happened to this man in this story. So many of you have had vivid dreams or perhaps borderline vision. And this is what happened to Wo. For when he was at night fast asleep, he had something that could only be called a vision. It was so real, and I'm about to tell you as best I can what he experienced, but everything I tell you won't even be half of it. Wo heard the music. And dear ones, what Wo heard and experienced is undefinable. He heard music that was so perfect and so beautiful that he had never, ever experienced anything like it. The pitches and the sonorities were perfect and beautiful. And you'll say, what kind of music was it? And it is not definable. It was not classical. It was not popular. It just was. And it contained all of the instruments that he ever knew about, played perfectly and in sequence. And the melodies that he was hearing were heroic and romantic all at the same time. He couldn't believe it. It was almost as though Wo were in black and white, and suddenly he was hearing color. And in that, it was so amazing that Wo basked in this vision. He couldn't even imagine such a thing in real life. But there it was, and he was hearing it. Then he realized he wasn't hearing it, he was feeling it. And every single cell, the most beautiful music, undefinable, and like perfect. And then he woke up. He realized that his pillow was wet. He had been weeping. It was so beautiful. He was in a place that was sacred. He had no idea why. Now, Wo believed that there were signs from spirit of things to help him in his life. He had experienced this even with the woods that he would go into and have intuitions. And he said, perhaps this is the sign that I should study some music or be part of something. That is indeed the sign. I've never, ever had a real interest in performance of music or anything. So Wo went out and discovered synchronistically that there was a town tryout for a choir. And he thought, this is it. I'm supposed to join something. I'm supposed to be part of a choir. And so he went to that, which is the tryout. He was disappointed. They told him in all love and compassion after the tryout, as best as they could, we cannot take you into this choir for three reasons. Number one, you can't carry a tune. Number two, you have no idea of what pitch is. And number three, your voice sounds like nails on a blackboard. That wasn't it. He didn't know which way to turn, and yet somehow, some way, he realized perhaps this wasn't a call to action in the way he thought. And then it happened yet again. He had asked for this. At some level, he said, dear Spirit, that was an amazing experience, and I don't know why or what. Please give it to me again. And he got it. He got it in the same way, only this time it lasted even a bit longer. This time, he felt like he was inside it. It would be like a human could stand inside an orchestra. Or if you're not one who enjoys it, to stand inside a guitar while it was being played and feel the strings vibrate with you in such perfection that you would weep in joy in what you were hearing and experiencing. A musician would say it was locked in. It was so perfect. And he stayed in that, and he swooned in that. This was the most amazing experience he had ever had, ever. And then he woke up again. Spirit, this has to mean something. This has to mean something. You can't take me to a place where I can hear this and enjoy it without it meaning something. Woe normally took the walks into the forest, into the woods, into the meadows, and he looked for some answers there. This was always a place where we'd have good intuition. And he was right. Because his intuition to go into the woods at this point in time for him, which is what he enjoyed and knew, brought him into a clearing, a meadow. The sun was shining, it was beautiful, the grass was extra green. And there, sitting in the meadow, was a beautiful woman. He could tell that she was aged and beautiful. And she was teaching. And she was standing, and all around her were young students. And the students were beautiful, almost like they all came out of the same school, almost at the same age. And he was quiet for a moment, and he realized something, that he could hear her. No matter what, no matter how far away he was, when he came upon this scene, he could hear her very, very, very clearly. It's almost like the wind was carrying her voice right to his ears. And so he came a little closer, and there was no reaction, and she didn't stop teaching, and the students didn't look around. And so he sat down for a moment. And he listened to her teach. And she said something that triggered him. She said the words, "You were born magnificent." This is not anything that Woe had ever considered or heard before in his life. And humans don't consider themselves magnificent. Humans, even with their best behavior and their most integrity, believe they're adequate. But magnificent? He'd never heard anything like this. Her voice was amazing. He could sit and listen to it for a very long time. And then she turned to him and said, "Whoa, why don't you come closer?" He was astonished that he knew. He was known by her, and the name was known by her. Perhaps that she had been in the town before and knew of Woe. Because Woe was one who had been in the town for a very long time, and he was known for his craft, and he was good at it. He had a nice job. He was happy and sufficient. Maybe they had his name someplace, and she'd seen it. I'm sure that was it, he thought. He sat in front of her, and she said, "Would you like to ask a question?" And Woe said, "Yes, I would." And she said, "All right, but you have to understand the rules. And here they are. You can ask a question, but I get to ask one back." And so the first question that he asked, "Who are you?" And she answered, she says, "I am a sage. I am a wisdom keeper. I am one who would tell you the truth of any question you would ask. That's who I am. And now, Woe, it's my turn to ask you a question." Woe straightened up, and he was ready. He thought he was ready. But the question she asked, he did not expect. She looked at him and said, "Woe, have you heard the music?" Oh, it could have knocked him over. It could have knocked him over. And immediately he blurted out, "How did you know about the music?" And she says, "Whoa, that's another question." And I get to ask you still another. And he said, "Please answer, how did you know about the music?" And she said, "Whoa, every human has the music." And he thought for a moment, wow, that means that every single human could go to that vision, could perhaps experience what he experienced. What a revelation. That's amazing, he said. And she said, "Whoa, are you ready for my question back?" And he said, "Yes." And she said, "Whoa, what is your statement?" This took him by surprise. Hardly a question, but it was. In question form, she was asking for a statement. What is your statement? Sages are known for being patient, and she was. And there was a great amount of time that passed between her question and finally his answer. Well, he ran through scenarios of integrity, of really what perhaps his statement would be. What is a statement in this particular moment in front of a sage who was giving him information about things he had never heard or knew? He knew he was in front of something old and wise, and she was giving him a chance, and there was a great deal of time. The students said nothing. They never did. They were simply quiet and there at her feet. And finally he got it, what she might have been asking for, and then he knew. And Wo stood up, and he said, "My statement, dear sage, is this. I want more." And she smiled and said, "And so it will be. Please come back, and I'll teach you more." Wo went home and was elated. Through synchronicity and intuition, he had actually met somebody who could teach. And the teaching, "I am magnificent, I was born magnificent," rang in his ears. And that night, it happened again. This time, he could see other things in the music. He saw those who were around him, like the music was happening, perhaps even at work or in the street. And in that, he saw the reaction of other human beings, and they stopped. Cold, they stopped. Everything froze, but they didn't look or even turn toward the music, like they weren't really hearing it. But somehow, they reacted. They stopped. And there it was again. Music that was somehow romantic and heroic and went somewhere, as they say in music, and the sonorities, that the sonorities is defined as the grouping of sounds that created such a feeling that again he wept. This was beautiful. This defined everything that he ever could ask for in the way of beauty. Think of that. Think of yourself, dear ones, in a position where suddenly you were presented with an otherworldly sound that was so perfect and beautiful, you reacted to it, but you couldn't identify it, but it was so beautiful. All you wanted to do was sustain it and have more and more and more. And then it ended. Wo went back. He went back to the sage. And there she was teaching yet again. And he walked in and she started telling him more things. More things. And so he was taught a little more and a little more. And finally, he asked the question yet again. "Tell me about the music." And she said these words to him, "Wo, most humans don't understand. They're like an onion that needs to be peeled, and the things that peel away are the things they were told that are not exactly correct. And as they peel those things, they reveal more than they knew. They peel away things that they were told by others. They peel away old habits. They peel away fears. Until finally they come to a place where there is the core human being. And when they get there, they discover something. They are the music. Woe, what is your statement? And Woe said, I want more. I want more. And this is how it went with Woe. That he came back to the town he lived, in the village he was in, and he realized he was the music. How can that be? But then he started listening, and he could actually hear those sonorities and those melodies and those things playing in a place that was outside of his dream. In fact, he could hear it so subtly. It made him smile, because every time he heard it, he felt that which was magnificent. And pretty soon, Woe understood. He really did stand inside the guitar. He really did stand inside the orchestra. And he was the music, and he was broadcasting it everywhere he went. And there were some that heard it and some that did not, but all stopped. And they realized Woe had changed. There was a magnificence in him. And wherever he walked, they knew that there was something sacred, beautiful, compassionate in this man. He was different. And pretty soon, some were sitting at his feet, where he started then teaching, what does it mean to know the planet? What does it mean to become magnificent? What does it mean to be one with everything? What does it mean to be bigger than you are? Woe went back to the field for one more meeting with the sage. One more meeting. And when he went over the hill into the field that used to be barren, he saw not barren grass where she was teaching, but instead a giant tree was there. And around the tree were beautiful flowers. And Woe realized what had happened. That even the sage was a vision. And what he did next, I want you to remember, because he wandered right into the field where he always sat, and he sat in front of the tree. And he stated to the tree, I want more. And he could hear the rustling of the leaves and the wind as though it answered him. And Woe sat there being taught by Gaia. We leave Woe here. And I don't have to tell you what this means. That all of you have that onion to peel. And as you do, and the fears come away, and the perceptions that perhaps are not correct come away, and integrity starts to emerge, and you start understanding who you are, more and more you see the light. And you are magnificent. And you understand that magnificence is that image of love of the Creator, which you carry with you. And that's why, for some of you in this audience, sitting here, I've actually had those who are willing to sit at your feet, because you have become the music for them. This is the story for today. It's more than a story, dear ones. It can change your life. And so it is.